Hello and welcome to the Better Weather. Today is Thursday. That's right, Thursday. I try to avoid superfluous information or statistics, but as things are now, what day it is has started to slip people's minds. So you're going to start getting a daily reminder. Anyone venturing out for supplies or exercise today would do well to wait out the morning. Starting in the mid to low 30s, the dusting of snow on the ground will melt as the day warms and light rains enter the area this afternoon. Highs reach 47 around 3 p.m. Overnight, rain leaves the area and temperatures reach the low 30s again near dawn tomorrow, which warms up a little more, reaching almost 50 by 3 p.m. Rain will begin in the afternoon on Friday and continue into Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning are looking very nice to get outside. Watch out, rain rolls in on Sunday afternoon. Pollen levels are medium today and tomorrow. You get a break on Saturday. The next high tides will be at 10:54 a.m. and at 11:36 p.m. The next low tides will be at 5:47 p.m. and tomorrow at 6:06 a.m. Water temperature will be 48 degrees. Our mountain-adjusted sunset today will be at 7:18 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:12 a.m. Looking way up, we see researchers on Hawaii's Mauna Kea have detected the most energetic wind from any quasar ever measured. This outflow, which is traveling at nearly 13% the speed of light, carries enough energy to dramatically impact star formation across the entire galaxy. The extragalactic tempest lay hidden in plain sight for 15 years before being unveiled by innovative computer modeling and new data from the International Gemini Observatory. Solar wind speed is currently 380 kilometers per second at 1.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 11 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.